Welcome to the Extended Sessions Healing Your Gut Tapping Meditation. In this tapping meditation, we'll focus on supporting your healing from any conditions related to your gut. IBS, leaky gut, Crohn's, celiac, diverticulitis, and the myriad of other conditions related to your digestive system. These are all medical conditions, and you should work closely with a doctor to treat them. But this meditation explores the emotional components, stress, and patterns in the brain to help support you in your healing. This is also an extended process, much longer than our usual tapping meditations. Feel free to stop whenever you feel like you've done enough, and repeat the session as often as it's helpful. When you tune into your gut, your digestive system, your bowels, whatever part is inflamed or out of balance, how do you feel? Are you stressed, scared, or anxious? Do you have hope for it healing, or are you worried it's always going to be like this? Tune into all this stress, emotions, and feelings, and mark the intensity level on a scale of 0 to 10 on the app now. We're going to start the tapping by tuning into your gut and just noticing the stress, the tension, or the anxiety that might be stuck there. If there was an emotion in your gut, what would it be? Just notice what comes up. Is there anger, fear, anxiety, sadness, or grief? Tune into your gut and just notice what emotion may be trapped there. And now let's do some tapping. We'll start by taking a gentle breath in and let it go. Tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point. Even though I have all this stress in my gut, I choose to relax and feel safe now. Still on the side of the hand, even though I have these emotions trapped in my gut, it's safe to feel them and let them go now. And one more time on the side of the hand. Even though I have these trapped feelings and emotions in my gut, I choose to relax and release them now. Tapping through the points, eyebrow, all this stress in my gut, side of the eye, all this anxiety, under the eye, what emotion is trapped in my gut? Under the nose, what am I holding on to? Under the mouth, and why can't I let it go? Collarbone, all these old emotions trapped in my gut. Under the arm, it's safe to feel them. Top of the head, and it's safe to begin to let them go. Moving back to the eyebrow and just tapping gently, and just tune back in to your gut. Any places of pain, inflammation, any parts where you feel like you're holding on. All too often with our guts, our stomachs, we suck them in, we hold them tight. As you tap, see if you can begin to let go. Side of the eye. Let's ask ourselves that question again. If there was an emotion in my gut, what would it be? Maybe it's the same one or a new one has come up. Under the eye. Where did this emotion come from? What is it a consequence of? Is there something that happened in the past that you're holding on so tight in your gut? Under the nose, is there something someone said or did? Under the mouth, is it just the stress of life? The to-do list, the overwhelm, the responsibilities, are they stuck there? Are you storing them in your gut? Collarbone, acknowledge these feelings. It's safe to feel this stress in this moment. It's safe to say, I'm anxious, I'm overwhelmed, I'm scared, I'm sad, and I'm holding on. Stay on the collarbone for a minute and just feel those emotions. Now is a safe time to feel them. To be present to the pressures of life. To be present to the pain of the past or the fear of the future. And to let it go. Staying on the collarbone, just put your awareness back into your gut. Notice any remaining tension, any emotions. As you notice it, as you give a voice to it, as you bring your awareness to this pain, to this stress, you begin to let it go. Under the arm, relaxing even more. Acknowledging these feelings and letting go. Top of the head, releasing these trapped emotions from your gut. Now moving back to the eyebrow. And we're going to move on to the next phase. And it's okay if you still have some emotion that is active, and if it's not all gone, you can do that part of the meditation again. Or you might find that it'll continue to release as we continue tapping. But now tapping on the eyebrow, I want you to think about what you know to be true about your gut. Do you have a diagnosis from a medical doctor or professional? Say out loud what you believe is wrong with your gut. I have. Give a voice to it. Now moving to the side of the eye, and just notice the weight of that diagnosis. Do you remember when you started to worry or stress about what was going on? Under the eye. Do you remember when you started to read articles online, get different opinions, try different medications, try different supplements, all the things that you've tried, all the overwhelm, the stress, the anxiety, am I doing things right? Is this good for me? Is this bad for me? What is wrong with me? Notice the burden, the stress, the anxiety that comes with this. Under the nose, be present to this stress. Be present to the burden and its weight on your body, always worrying, how will I heal? Is this food good for me or bad for me? Is this supplement good for me or bad for me? What should I do over and over again? The stress and the anxiety that come with making all of these decisions. Under the mouth. Notice the stress and the anxiety that comes with the diagnosis, that comes with that repeated pattern of you creating a belief around your body. I have this. I can't eat this. I can't eat that. It's hard for me to heal. Nothing ever works. See if any of those statements ring true in your body. Collarbone. And just take a moment to acknowledge yourself in this journey. You have been working so hard to try to heal. And it's been so overwhelming at times. Maybe you've had some victories, but I know you've also had some setbacks. And I know you've been frustrated. And I know you've been anxious. And I know you've just wanted to heal. And take a moment to acknowledge that hard work. That you've been doing the best you can. And that is more than enough. Tapping on the collarbone still, forgive yourself for not being perfect in this journey. How many times have you beat yourself up? Oh, I should have eaten this, or I shouldn't have eaten that, or I could have done more, or why have I suffered for so long? Release the past. It's over. You were doing the best you knew how, with the resources and the energy you had, and it's time to let it go. Forgive yourself now. And feel the freedom of that forgiveness. Feel the freedom of letting go, of knowing that you can create a new destiny for yourself. But the first step is to let go of the past. Under the arm. Release this diagnosis. Release the burden of what people have told you or what you've read online or what you've decided about your body. It's time now to create a new body. Top of the head, tuning back in to your gut and letting go. Releasing the stress, the anxiety, all the overwhelm. Letting go now. Back to the eyebrow. Say out loud or in your mind, I release the past. Side of the eye, I release the past from my gut. Under the eye, I release past trauma from my gut. Under the nose, it's time to let this go. Under the mouth, it's safe to let this go. Collarbone, it's safe for my gut to heal. Under the arm, it's safe for my life to heal. Top of the head, letting go now. Back to the eyebrow, tapping gently and just noticing how your body is so relaxed. Side of the eye, with every tap, we acknowledge this pain in our gut. We acknowledge the past, the overwhelm, the fear, the anxiety, the emotions trapped there, the things that we learned, the things that we held on to, the beliefs that we created about our body, and we let them go. Under the eye, in this moment, from this place, you begin to heal. Under under the nose, feel that healing energy flowing throughout your body and concentrating in your gut. Under the mouth. From this place, you can create a new body. You can heal. Collarbone. Feel that healing energy. See that feeling energy. Be present to your gut healing now. The more you relax, the more you let go, the more you begin to explore the possibility of healing, your divine birthright, the more you open yourself up to this choice that it's time to heal, that you deserve to heal, that you can release these things from the past that are holding you back. Be present to this possibility now. Under the arm. How good would it feel to heal this? Top of the head, how would your life change if you could heal this? Eyebrow, feel that joy. Side of the eye, feel that excitement. Under the eye, what if you could heal? Under the nose, feel that strength and confidence that you can do this. Under the mouth, full of healing energy, you've got this. Collarbone, the more you relax, the more you imagine the possibility of healing, the more you create that reality in your life. See that happening now. Be a person that is healed. Step in to that new you. So healthy, so strong, so vibrant. And stay on the collarbone and just tap gently, really feeling that strength. And know that in this moment, right now, your gut is healing. That's right. It's happening right now. As you relax, as you let go, your gut heals. And feel how good that feels to know that you are making this change, that you are in control of your body and your destiny. Under the arm, letting go, healing now. Top of the head, you are healing now. And you can gently stop tapping and take a breath in and out. Now tune back into the emotions, memories, or stress that you felt at the beginning of this tapping meditation and rate the intensity with a new number on a scale of 0 to 10. Go ahead and mark that on the app now. If a lot of feelings or memories came up for you during this meditation, be sure to note them down. You can tap on them at a later point or simply repeat this meditation with those memories or emotions or feelings in mind. The more you do this process, the more you'll identify the potential emotional components of your gut health, and the more your body will be encouraged to heal. In this tapping meditation, You lowered cortisol and other stress hormone levels in your body. You moved your body into a healing state. And you began to let go of what's holding your body back from healing. So well done. Use this meditation daily and watch your life, your gut, and your body transform. Until we tap together again, this is Nick Ortner. Take care and keep tapping.